Two teenagers from a Florida program for children of migrant workers will be sent to Washington, D.C. to attend the inauguration of President-elect Barack Obama. NPR's Greg Allen has this profile of the pair who are making the trip.
Manatee County is just a short drive south of Tampa Bay, and it's prime Florida farmland. It produces nearly half of the state's tomatoes, plus citrus, melons, and, as 16-year-old Liliana Ibarra knows well, cucumbers. Her mother works for one of the nation's largest pickle farmers, packing cucumbers in Florida, September through June.
Then we travel to Michigan over the summer, which is around June, July, and we go over there to work, and they work over there harvesting the cucumber with the same rancher that here in Florida.
Lakewood Ranch High School, where Ibarra is a junior, is about 30 miles, but in another sense, a world away from the migrant camp where she lives, in a three-bedroom trailer with eight other people. With her honors and advanced courses, she is a better than 4.0 average and is a member of the National Honor Society.
I have always seen education as a way out, so I just study hard and try to keep my grades up.
Does it come easy to you, or do you have to really work hard at it?
Yes, I do. Sometimes, I mean, it's not that easy. I mean, I have to go home, help my mom with the siblings and all, and then I have time to do my homework.
Because of her good grades, Ibarra was eligible to apply for what she saw as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the chance to travel to Washington for Barack Obama's inauguration. A private Florida foundation is covering the expenses. In the essay she wrote as part of her application, Ibarra described what it's like to be a child of a migrant worker, constantly on the move. My life felt like a play, she wrote. Every time the curtain closed and opened again, I seemed to find myself in a different place. I asked her if the moves ever made her resentful.
Yeah, sometimes. You have to leave people who you're friends with and then come to a different place and make new friends. And, I mean, it's hard, and especially school-wise.
At Palmetto High School, 17-year-old Pedro Limas has the alto sax solo at the annual Christmas concert. With an outgoing personality, near-perfect grades, involvement with a jazz band and student council, the high school junior seems on track to fulfill his ambition to become a cardiovascular surgeon. His father works on tomato farms, part of the year in Florida and part of the year in South Carolina. Limas says that can be tough.
Seeing the struggles in your parents, of being sad, of not being there, like my dad, how he's not here for his birthday or his Father's Day. He's always out working. Or like with my mother, how struggling she taught us English when we were younger.
Limas's family stopped moving and settled down here on Florida's Gulf Coast when he and his sister were younger, so they could make friends and get a good education. Educators here in Manatee County say they're not alone. They're seeing more migrant families settle down and fewer children and teenagers working in the fields. Limas's father, also Pedro, is clearly proud of his son. Last summer, he says, he took a direct hand in improving his son's education. Limas sent his son, along with a nephew, to Indiana, where they worked 12-hour days in the fields, detasseling corn.
It was hard. I've never had any job like that before. The leaves that the corn plant has, believe it or not, it has like small hair-like things that cut into your face. It's Indiana. It's 5 in the morning. It's cold out there, and there's a whole bunch of dew on the plant, so it makes it even colder. So you're soaking.
Afterwards, Limas says his father asked him, based on what you lived there, what do you want, education or the life we have gone through? The younger Limas says he already knew the answer. There are a lot of people in Manatee County pulling for Pedro Limas, Liliana Ibarra, and the hundreds of other migrant students who live and go to school here. Lorraine Batista is one of them. She's a migrant liaison for the school district. For 15 years, she's worked to help migrant students graduate, and she now sees increasing numbers of them going on to college. Experiences like attending a presidential inauguration, she says, can make all the difference.
It's a walk in history. They're stepping into history book. And right now, I don't know that they're going to understand the value of that experience, but they certainly will in the future. And what a story to tell your grandchildren about.
It's a reminder that although history will be made in Washington on January 20th, it will reverberate far beyond that, even to the tomato and cucumber fields in Florida's Manatee County. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.